the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is from Las Cruces, New Mexico. She is a metaphysical, spiritual, paranormal consultant, and a Reiki master. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Jan Toomer to the program. Jan, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, Chris. Thank you very much.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. I was born a multi-talented sensitive, which meant I was born with some abilities in place, already knowing how to use them. So I started doing healings when I was 3 years old, thinking that everybody else could do what I could do, but reality was totally different.
Reality check.
Right. So growing up through teenagedom, I tried to ignore it and hide it and be normal, what society considered normal. And by adulthood, I realized this is who I am, and I need to accept it and embrace it and use it to help others, because it was very scary growing up, being so different, I had no one to talk to. So my goal was to start being out there for people who are going through the same thing but have somebody to talk to. Also, with healing is not just allopathic or Western medicine. It is so much more, because we are not just a physical being. We have many layers to us. So I expanded to metaphysical and spiritual and paranormal consultancy, because sometimes that's what it takes for us to get back on our healing path. And it's not a replacement for allopathic medicine, but it is a wonderful enhancer.
All righty. So you came pre-programmed. You didn't have to wait for the Windows updates to come into your body?
Right. For some stuff. Not everything. I've had to work hard for some other stuff, but yeah.
All right. I got to try that sometime. My next lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Come in with those...
You can do it. You can do it in this lifetime. Everybody can.
Well, it's too late now. I'm already out here, so I gotta be born with everything, right?
No, we use it every day. We just aren't consciously aware of it.
Alrighty. So, when somebody reaches out to you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
Questions. People have questions. Why am I going through this? What am I supposed to be doing? Let's say they've had an accident. They want to know, can energy healing fix a broken bone? Well, not necessarily, but it can work wonderfully to help others through the healing process. So the allopathic doctor sets the bone, and then energy healers can help feed the healing process and hopefully relieve some of the pain. So it's usually questions about what they're going through at that time, whether it's physical or spiritual.
All righty. And now, why do you think they choose you over somebody else out there? What sets you apart?
I think that people choose according to what feels right to them. So usually the people that contact me, something about my energy or what the words I have put out there for people to read spoke to them. And my stuff doesn't speak to everybody. They might go to someone else that what they said or what they presented fit them better, and that's fine. That's the way it's supposed to work. So it's whatever they're looking for that I can offer, they'll come to me. If I can't offer what they're looking for, then they'll find someone else. They'll just bypass me. And that's the way it works.
All righty. Now, tell us a little bit about the paranormal consulting. What's that all about?
Ghosts. pure and simple. I am able to cross beings over. I can speak with the deceased. The paranormal aspect deals with earthbound. Those are the beings who have left the physical body but have not crossed over. So they're still connected to their memories, their emotions, their feelings, and a location or an item. They're really attached to it. So when the two worlds collide, the physical and the paranormal, that's where I come in to help see if the deceased is ready to cross over, see if I can help alleviate any stress or problems that they're hanging on to, and to bring stability back into the person's home, physical person's home or environment.
All righty. Do the physical beings, do they, or the spirits rather, do they actually close doors that you've seen in the movies?
Some can, yes.
Ah, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
A little haunting, but okay.
Well, you know, a lot of the physical manifestations of things being moved, 50% or more is usually attributed to a physical person. Usually somebody going through hormonal changes like teens or menopause, or this is when our energy kind of goes wonky and it becomes external, and we're doing things like slamming doors and throwing glasses without realizing we're doing it.
All righty. Now, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
Right now I'm working on a book, which I'm hoping to finish and get out. It's about, in the 90s, I had a stroke, and I lost my ability. So I had to redefine, rediscover who I was, and see about getting back into touch with my abilities. So my hope is that it will help people who have had strokes, people who are interested in the metaphysical before, during, and after a stroke, that maybe others won't feel so isolated and alone and scared from having gone through a stroke.
All righty. Now, how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Well, I have a website. It's metaphysical-studies.com. On there, there's a contact form. There's also a physical mailing address. So they're always welcome to email me or mail me, snail mail me. And we'll
snail mail, what's that?
Snail mail. That's,
yeah, what is
that? Put a stamp on there and put it in the
stamp?
Post office.
What's a stamp?
Am I showing my age?
Well, I got to say, it's been a pleasure having you on our show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
You're quite welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.